Right, we're just going through the Gemara Chafavim and Aleph Psachim with the Kol Mara and Reach problem of Mamish. So Rashi said that the Reach, that the by the Reach, Rashi says there's Mamish Besam Amonim. Yeah. So in the footnote over here in the Masifta, he says that the Tosas Arush asks on Rashi, same question we were asking on Rashi. That if you're going to say the Reach has a mamish because the samamonim of a mamish, you can apply that same logic to Kol and Mara. Because whatever you're listening to is coming from a substance that made, that produced the sound, and whatever you're seeing is a mamish too. So there should be Me'ila by Kol and Mara as well. So that's why the Rosh says that the Reach, when it means the Reach has a mamish, it means there is something that is nichnas leguf v'neshama nenes mimenu. Shemashi yesh mamish bereach zehu bekach. Shehu nichnas leguf v'neshama nenes mimenu. Meaning to say what? Meaning to say yesh bo mamish means in the maisa hanoh. You need a maisa hanoh. You need an action of hanoh, a physical action of hanoh. The problem of, he's learning the problem of mamish is that it's just a, that it is an, ex, it's, in order to be, well, it's interesting, what I mean, let me tell you what I'm thinking about. In other words, because the next answer he has is, seems to be similar, but hard to see, define the difference. The next answer he says is from the Chachmei Anglia, that they say, I guess maybe they were interacting with the Royal Society over there in England. But they said that sound and sight don't emanate from the goof of the object. Right? And sound is just, it's vibrating the air waves, the air molecules around it. And sight is just the light bouncing off of it. So those are all chitzonim. But the reach is actually particles of the mamish that are dispersing. So it's interesting. What's interesting is that the Rush and the Chachmei Anglia are coming at it from opposite ends, right? This goes back to our like initial stages of thinking about Isser Hanah. And the Rush is saying the problem is that in terms of the Gavro, to be considered a mice, to be considered a nene, there has to be some real interaction with the Gavro. So he doesn't seem to care about the idea. He doesn't differentiate. He doesn't say, well, the smell is something that comes off and the sound is not. Right? He's saying conceptually we can view the sound, the sight, and the smell as all properties of the object equally. The only thing is, to be a nene from something requires some real experience, some real engagement, some real interaction. Just being psychologically pleased about something is not considered a nene, and just having sense impression is not a nene. That's just a passive experience. To be a nene requires a real interaction with the object. That would be breathing it in. Notice he's not emphasizing the mamish in the particles. He's emphasizing the mamish in the nene. Whereas the Chachmei Anglia are emphasizing whether you're engaging the object or not. And they're saying you don't say you're engaging the object when you're just experiencing a surface phenomenon of the object. Okay, very interesting. But could be that Rashi is more yesh bo mamish b'sam monim. It could be he means that. It's not really clear. It's not really the best way to express it. But he's certainly not expressing the Rashi's idea. Possibly he means like the Chachmei Anglia, that there is some mamish in the sam monim that is dissipating when you burn it, and mamela, yeah, it's diffusing into the air. In either case, you still have the problem that the Griz raises, And I mean, it's I think a problem that is obvious if you think about it, and that is still, what is the grouping of these three cases? Why are they in the same? Why is there a grouping of these three cases? The kol and the mara really are phenomenologically, they're excluded from mi'ilah. Mm-hmm. And the reyach, you're just telling me, is a hechitimsa, that it just happens to be that you're not going to be over mi'ilah because you did a mitzvah with it. But that's not a phenomenological thing. That's just practically it comes out that way. But you're really saying the phenomenon of reyach is not like kol and mara. It just happens to be that you could put this third thing in because there's no mila. You could put 100 things in that have no mila. Mm-hmm. And also, what's interesting is Rashi, when he says the case of where there is mila, he says the case is when you're smelling, when you do the ketores at home. He says ubraisa bimei riach bo bebeso. That's the case where you're chayev for smelling the keteros, is shenosim mimenu ala gecholim. Why does he say that? Why doesn't he just say the case of the brisa, where you're chayev mi'ila, is where you smelled it before ola timuraso? Because that's the chilek. The Gemara says, reyach l'achash atala timroso ein bo mishum ila. But beforehand, there is. So why don't you just say that that the case of the mi'ilah is in the mikdash lifnei she'ola timraso, and Rav Yeshua's case, where your potter is where it's already the mitzvah is done. Why don't you just say it's before the mitzvah is done and after the mitzvah is done? Why does Rashi say the case of reyach that you're chayav is also is when you do it in your house? Mm-hmm. Right. So he has over here, see, the Rambam has it before and after in Mi'ilah. And over here he says that the Rashi gives the same shot in Krisus. So it's interesting, Rashi gives, I don't know why. He says in Krisus, Rashi says that you'll be chayav mi'ila before kodem she'also timraso, and you'll be put there after, even in the mikdash. For some reason, increases Rashi. So Rashi is to the pshatim. I don't know why. Increases Rashi learns the chilek is before and after, both in the mikdash, and that's the way the Rambam has it. I don't know why over here he changes it to being in the mikdash versus in the bias. He says the mashal appears Rashi Khan. Pirish harashash shehu mipnei shel abaye ha'isrhu rak va'omdim b'chutz. I was thinking about that. All right. So anyway, he says the achronim bother by Rashi here. Okay. If you learn Rashi's dafka saying you're over here, but if you smelled it in the mikdash before nasas mitzvah, so yeah, it's a problem. I guess the Rashash is the best answer. The Avinazer, he brings in over here, discussing what we were discussing yesterday, that actually mishtamesh with something from Hekdesh, like you take the shofar and you blow it, then you're definitely over mi'ilah. Right? So then he says, ma ra'iyas ha-gemora me ketores, sheyesh b'reach mi'ilah. Why don't you just say it means the guy put the ketores on the kechol? Right? Then, of course, it would be over mi'ilah. So that's what I want to say. When the Gemara says, "Shirayas haGemara hishim b'reyach lo hayisa mi'ila mi umidarayso l'achas shenosan sekdoros alakol mutal reyach ba," Im kein b'shas nesinas hagecholim. Im kein b'shas nesinas al hagecholim kvar mo'al. B'raisa mashma shem riach mo'al. V'lo anose. All right, whatever. It's not mashma that the b'raisa is talking about. The mi'ila from the maisa of putting it on the gecholim is mashma from the smelling itself. All right, none of this is helping us that much. Now hold on. So he has a very interesting, quotes the Gariz's question in this Chidushei Rebbe Aryeh Leib. I don't know what that is, but anyway. So then he says, he wants to answer, Shema Shebereach HaKetores Ein Me'ila Eino Mishum Sheharocha Eino Nechsheves HaNoa Shereicha Eino Nechsheves HaNoa Kalpe Din Me'ila. So it's not because smelling is not a HaNoa. There is an Isser in that. Ella hu chisaron be'etzem ha-hekdish she'eino chal al davar she'ein bo mamish le'inyin she'tiye bo mi'ila. There's no hekdish. Hekdish is not chal on something that has no mamish in order to be over an isra mit, in order for there to be mi'ila. U'lechein be'ketores she'ikara ve'kiyo mitzvasa hu l'reyach. So the whole essence of ketores is for smell. Vaday chal hektish al reach gamling in miila kemo davar sheish bo mamish. So then, the smell, the hektish, is definitely chal on the smell. In terms of miila, omnam rak al reach shel kiyum a mitzvah chal hektish v'lo al reach a ketores shelo b'shas kiyum mitzvasa. But it's only on the reyach at the time of the mitzvah. Shelinyin zeh hareya, but not on the one that's after the kiyum mitzvah. Shelinyin zeh hareya reyach ein bo mamish kemo shar reyach she'ena shel ketores. I don't know what he's talking about. The nimsa shebemis din reyach hu kedin kol umara mamish shebekulam ein bem mamish v'af bereyach haketores ein mamish ve'ein mi'ila. Shelo b'shas kiyam mitzvasa. V'chein b'reach mehadas ein me'ila. I don't understand what you're talking about. So how are you over in Isra me'ila? How is it chal on the shas kiyam mitzvasa part? Rak al reach. He says, V'adai chal hekesh al reach gamling in me'ila k'mo dover sheish b'mamash. Is it the dover sheish b'mamash or not? Omnam rak al reach shel kiyum a mitzvah. He said like this: Ubeshema griz alevi tirtzu. Let's see what this one says. I didn't realize there was an answer. Shekol haheter machmas adin shel nasas mitzvah. So rak kasher me riach me guf haketores atzma. She meacher shekvar nasas mitzvah. Ein me ila la reach lehi riach ba. So he wants to say when it says Nasis mitzvason, that is in terms of smelling the ketores themselves, not the reach, not the smoke, but to smell the ketores itself. Shemeach hashekvar nasis mitzvaso ein meila la reach ba. In other words, if they would go out for whatever reason, you could take and smell them directly. That wouldn't be an iser. Ova kasher hu me reach mi mashen nishar b'mokom. Mishas haktara, shaz adayin lo nigmara mitzvahs haktara, harehu me riachas reach haktaras misha'a, shayis adayin kedusha, ein heter mishum shenas mitzvahsa, ela heter mishum shebir riach kezel, acha shekola guf haktaras, ein bo mamish. But if you would smell from what was left in the place at the time of the haktara, so then the mitzvah is not done. And then he's smelling the reach of the ketores when it still has kedusha. Then ein haheter mishum shenasas mitzvasa. That's not talking about nasas mitzvasa. That's because the guf is gone and there's no mamish. Ve'ein mila kemo b'kol umara. Omnam heyer shemiloshan Rambam gam shegam hu klal ki kolos adin mashma shadiber al meriach megufa ketoros v'lo rak mehareach hanisha b'mokom la'achar ketor.
Helpful?
No, not really.
Okay.